Luke chapter 8. And soon afterward, he journeyed from city to city and village to village, preaching and announcing the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, as well as certain women who were healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other women, who ministered to them out of their possessions. And while a great crowd was coming together, and those from city to city were journeying to him, he spoke by way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell beside the way, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of heaven devoured it. And other seed fell on the rock, and as it grew, it withered, because it had no moisture. And other seed fell in the midst of the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it off. And other seed fell into the good earth, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. When he had said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples questioned him as to what this parable might be. And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest they are in parables, in order that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those beside the way are those who heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they would not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, yet these have no root, who believe only for a while, and in time of trial they draw back. And that which fell into the thorns, these are those who heard, and, going away, are utterly choked by anxieties and riches and pleasures of this life, and do not bring any fruit to maturity. But that which is in the good earth, these are those who in a noble and good heart hear the word and hold it fast and bear fruit with endurance. Now no one who has lit a lamp covers it with a vessel or puts it underneath a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand in order that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden which shall not become manifest, nor concealed which shall not by all means be made known and come into the open. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whoever has, it shall be given to him, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. And his mother and brothers came up to him, and were not able to get to him because of the crowd. And it was reported to him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." And on one of the days he and his disciples got into a boat, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. And while they were sailing, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down upon the lake, and they began to fill with water, and were in danger. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And being awakened, he rebuked the wind and the surging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they became frightened and marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he orders even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" And they sailed down to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across from Galilee. And when he went out onto the land, a certain man out of the city, who had demons, met him. And for a considerable time he had not put on clothes, and did not remain in a house, but among the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, and fell before him, and said in a loud voice, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beseech you, do not torment me." For he had charged the unclean spirit to come out from the man, for many times it had seized him, and he had been bound with chains and shackles, and was kept under watch. Yet every time he tore the bonds apart, and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. And Jesus questioned him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered into him. And they entreated him not to order them to depart into the abyss. Now there was a herd of many hogs feeding there on the mountain, and they entreated him to permit them to enter into them, and he gave them permission. And the demons came out from the man and entered into the hogs, and the herd rushed down the steep slope into the lake and was drowned. And when those who were feeding them saw what had happened, they fled and reported it in the city and in the fields. And the people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had come out, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and sane, and they became frightened. And those who had seen it reported to them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all the multitude from the surrounding region of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into a boat and returned. And the man from whom the demons had come out begged to be with him, but he sent him away, saying, "Return to your house and relate what great things God has done for you." And he departed, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Now as Jesus was returning, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, a man came whose name was Jairus, and this man was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell at Jesus' feet and entreated him to enter into his house, because he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. And as he went, the crowds pressed against him. And a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and who had spent all her livelihood on physicians, and yet could not be healed by anyone, approached him from behind and touched the fringe of his garment, and instantly her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And when all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds are pressing and crushing you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceived that power had gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she had escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him and declared before all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the ruler of the synagogue, saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be healed." And he came to the house, and did not allow anyone to enter with him, except Peter and John and James and the father of the child and the mother. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, Do not weep, for she has not died, but is sleeping. And they laughed scornfully at him, knowing that she had died. But he took hold of her hand and called out, saying, Child, arise. And her spirit returned, and she rose up instantly, and he directed that something be given to her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened.